From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A court in Holland convicts the former Surinamese leader Desi Bouterse on drugs charges. Police in Antigua seize more property in their million-dollar drugs bust. And Anguilla's opposition claims that the Hughes administration has been humiliated by Britain. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The former military leader of Suriname, Desi Bouterse, has been found guilty of cocaine trafficking by a court in The Hague, the Dutch capital. In his absence, the court sentenced Mr. Bouterse to 16 years in prison and fined him just under $3 million. But he remains out of reach of the Dutch authorities, who failed to get him extradited from Suriname. In Paramaribo today, he gave the impression of business as usual as he went about trying to help form a new coalition government to succeed that of Jules Widenbosch, who lost a vote of confidence in Parliament. Ken Richards reports on Mr. Bouterse's conviction.
Desi Bouterse is no longer just a wanted man in The Hague. Sentenced in his absence, he would now have to undergo 16 years imprisonment if the Dutch authorities lay hands on him. The former military leader's 16-year jail term and a 4.7 million guilder fine confirms that he's been found guilty of cocaine trafficking, a charge the former dictator has consistently denied. The court ruled that Bouterse, who staged two military coups in Suriname,